You're listening to Rocky Mountain Review on 90.5 FM at KCSU Fort Collins for Tuesday, March 5th. I'm Lee Zimpel, your news director.
And I am Tyler Weatherwax, your assistant news director. And we are the voice every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
As always, we here at the Rocky Mountain Review strive to give you the most up-to-date, unbiased, and factual news. On today's show, find out why CSU is pushing its enrollment confirmation deadline back and why we're not the only university to do it with Tyler in Campus News.
And some closed criminal cases in Northern Colorado might now reopen because of mishandled evidence. More on that in local news with Lee.
Then you can find out what to expect for the return of an iconic music festival in Fort Collins with Tyler in Life and Events.
Later on in the broadcast, Colorado has been in the national focus a lot this week. Lee will tell you why in national news. And with that, we'll get started with campus news. Hello, I'm Tyler Weatherwax, and this is your Colorado State University campus news. Here at Colorado State University on campus, the U.S. Secretary of Veteran Affairs arrived on campus to speak. Dennis McDonough visited CSU as a part of the nationwide tour covering many different universities and their campuses. The secretary has been visiting to meet with students and veterans, sharing important information. McDonough has been sharing information on government benefits, and he shared those benefits with students. CSU is also known for its above-average treatment of student veterans. CSU was named one of the best universities for student veterans in 2023 by the Military Times. Those student veterans were specifically thanked and shown gratitude by the Secretary of Veteran Affairs. Colorado State University in Fort Collins and University of Colorado Boulder have both had a few bumps in the road this year with their enrollment process of new students. Both of the state's two largest universities will be moving the final deadline for students to confirm their enrollment to June 1st, a month after the normal date. This comes after issues with federal student aid, which just recently passed. This also came after the U.S. Department of Education switched to a new free application for federal student aid for this year, which also started in December rather than in the typical October start date. In a typical year, 17 million students fill out the forms, and so far only 5 million have completed the forms. The decision to push back the enrollment confirmation date will help students and their families more closely look at their own financial plan and the university's asking price to attend. This story comes from Colorado Public Radio. And lastly, for your campus news, CSU is looking at the future sustainability and climate protection. The school will be looking to add climate education to all majors in the university to make sure all students understand how to better help the environment. Environmental certificates are also in the efforts to be included at CSU, similar to other certificates you can receive. This story comes from the Rocky Mountain Collegian. That's all for your Colorado State University campus news. My name is Tyler Weatherwax, and coming up now is Lee, covering your local Fort Collins news.
In local news, a woman who worked for the Northern Colorado Forensic Lab for over a decade was fired last week. Police are claiming she mishandled evidence in her work on cases, and now she's facing a criminal case of her own. The Weld County's former DNA analyst, Kira Wunsch, was fired last Wednesday after investigating her for about a month. Police opened her case after a separate case by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation found similar inconsistencies in the work of one of its own forensic scientists. That means Wunsch's case is the second investigation of its kind in Colorado over the span of about 4 months. Police have not given much detail in exactly how any evidence was allegedly mishandled, but the sheriff's office says Wunsch violated the county code of conduct and that the anomalies in her casework were limited, or if any of the many criminal cases she's worked on will be impacted. According to her LinkedIn profile, Wunsch has been working on cases for over 3 decades. She worked with the Northern Colorado Forensic Lab since 2013, which is around the time the lab opened. And before that, she was a senior forensic scientist in Wisconsin for over 20 years. CBS News legal analyst Raj Chohan says it's a big deal because DNA is usually considered bulletproof evidence, but the inconsistencies police say they found in her work could, quote, taint every major case this person has worked on in the last several years. The Weld County DA office is now working on reaching out to defendants who might be impacted by mishandled evidence, and prosecutors are concerned because cases might be reopened if they were closed on problematic evidence. For now, the investigation into Wunsch is ongoing. Information for this update comes from CBS News. Yesterday, a man was sentenced to spend about 2 months in the Larimer County Jail and then another 4 years of probation after he pled guilty to a handful of theft and fraud charges. The DA office identified the man as Braun Austin Deal, and according to a release, Deal was stealing funds as the former treasurer of a nonprofit called the Gold Community Association. On top of that, officials also say he ran his own yurt-style cabin business called Never Summer Nordic. Colorado Forest Parks ended their contract with his business, but officials say he continued to accept online payments, leaving customers without an actual cabin booking. The lead prosecutor in Deal's case, Matthew Pring, brought evidence showing Deal knowingly embezzled funds and defrauded customers throughout 2022. In the release, authorities are saying their investigation found over 100 victims across the country. The DA office says it was able to gather about $24,000 to reimburse some of the victims. District Attorney McLaughlin says economic crime can be devastating to people, and he says he hopes Deal's case proves to the community that people won't get away with defrauding others. I'm Lee Zimpel, and those were your local news updates. Coming up, learn about the return of the Taste of Fort Collins and more with Tyler after the break.
KCSU is supported by The Armory, supporting Madeline Hawthorne on March 6th. Tickets and info at armoryfoco.com.
Hello, I'm Tyler Weatherwax with your Life and Events section for the Rocky Mountain Review here at 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. One of Fort Collins' most well-known traditions will be seeing some stars added to the stage this year. The Taste of Fort Collins event will be celebrating its 28th year in Fort Collins, and the event will, as always, feature food, beer, music, and more. But this year, we'll see two stars hit the stage in the Northern Colorado event. Singer-songwriter Andy Grammer and rapper Rick Ross will be this year's headliners for the Taste of Fort Collins. Saturday, June 8th is planned to see Grammer on the stage, with Sunday, June 9th is planned to have Ross. The performance in early June will have tickets open soon, and this story comes from NBC 9 News. On campus is the Women in Science event that happened today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., but don't worry, you can catch it tomorrow too at the same time. The event highlights women's voices in the science community as they share their experiences and advice with other women in science and everyone who attends the event. This year's big and to be answered is, how will we tackle cancer? There are also events happening off campus that are starting much sooner than June in Fort Collins as well. Tomorrow night at the Lyric is Music Trivia Night. If you think you can answer some music trivia questions, you can catch the event starting at 6 p.m., which will also feature a local guest musician to help with the trivia and perform. Once again, the trivia starts at 6 p.m. at the Lyric. Just in case you get quizzed at trivia on what's hot in college radio, let's take a look at some popular albums on college radio station airwaves and our own right here at KCSU. The Last Dinner Party's album Prelude to Ecstasy is number one on the college radio charts and also made it onto KCSU's Weekly Gems Countdown, as the third most played song last week was from that album. The second spot for North American college radio stations was Little Rope by Sleater and Kinney. Third was Ty Siegel's record Three Bells, and fourth was Ducks LTD's record Harm's Way. Taking the 5th and 6th spots were What Do We Do Now by Jay Maskus and Tank by Edels. If you want to know what other songs our DJs here at KCSU played last week, you can check out our Weekly Gems Countdown on our website. That's all for Life and Events. Coming up next is Lee with some of the biggest stories that have been keeping Colorado in national focus, right after the break.
this is Damon.
This is Taga.
And this is Doug, Sagittarius.
We're down with On Second Thought.
So down
and you making love to the soulful sounds on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Welcome back from the break. This week, there's been a lot of national attention circling around Colorado, so today we'll focus on those stories with a little rundown of the big updates coming out of the state. Today is Super Tuesday for Colorado's primary elections, and up until yesterday, Colorado voters were not sure if votes for Donald Trump would count or not. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision now says those votes will count by overturning Colorado's decision to remove Trump from the state's ballot. The Colorado Supreme Court ruled Trump off the ballot in December, and it fueled an ongoing polarizing debate on what democracy or should not look like. Then, late last month, a former facing accusations he hoarded the cremated remains of 35 people and left one body in the back of a hearse for 2 years. The arrest of 33-year-old Miles Harford follows last year's arrests of two other Colorado funeral home owners who are facing a series of similar offenses after nearly 200 improperly stored bodies were found in Penrose. These repeated discoveries show that there are gaps in Colorado's funeral home regulations, and now lawmakers are feeling the pressure to crack down and strengthen those codes. And one polarizing U.S. representative and loyal Donald Trump ally from Colorado is facing more national heat as of last week, but this time it's not from something she did herself. Representative Lauren Boebert's oldest son was arrested in connection to a series of property thefts and vehicle break-ins in the Western Slope. The Rifle Police Department says 18-year-old Tyler Ray Boebert is facing over 15 misdemeanor and petty offenses and some possible felony charges. Police have not given specific details about the accusations, and for now, they're not planning on releasing any new information. He was released from jail the day after he was arrested, and the investigation is ongoing. Then the biggest water rights claim for the Colorado River by a Native American tribe could be close to settling. The Colorado River is a key water source across multiple states in consideration. This newest idea for an agreement has decades of negotiations behind it, and if the settlement is approved, it would grant some critical water rights for at least three tribes in the northeast corner of Arizona. And lastly, LGBTQ rights have been in national focus for a while, with most of the heat falling on trans rights as bills across the country either protect or challenge them. Last Friday, Colorado lawmakers pushed for two more bills relating to trans rights. One of them aims to require school staff to use a student's chosen name. The other calls for allowing someone convicted of a felony to change their name to match their gender identity. Other Democrat-controlled states have also proposed similar bills advocating for trans rights, and at the same time, Republican lawmakers across the U.S. are taking the opposite direction. Colorado's House was tense as it reflected that national tug-of-war as Democrats and Republicans clashed over those bills. That'll wrap up national news for now. Those updates were based on reporting from KUNC and CBS News. We'll take a quick break, and then coming up, Tyler will be back with the latest in CSU sports.
This is DJ Hurricane thanking you for listening to KCSU Fort Collins.
Hello, I'm Tyler Weatherwax with your Colorado State University Rams sports updates. CSU Rams running back for the football team Avery Morrow was found guilty of third-degree assault. The running back had an altercation on January 17th of this year after the victim was riding a longboard past Avery, who was parked in a no-park zone. Frustrated with Morrow, the victim made some gestures, including throwing his hands up. Morrow then chased the victim down, tackled him, and punched him in the face several times. Morrow's attorney argued that he acted in the heat of passion. Morrow's hearing is set for April 18th, and he is facing a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail if he is found guilty. Morrow is also still on the spring football roster for 2024. These updates come from the Rocky Mountain Collegian. The seniors here at Colorado State University on the men's basketball team were treated to a win in their last home game in Moby Arena against the Wyoming Cowboys. In a win with a score of 70-62, the five seniors came up big in front of the fans one more time. The seniors this year being sent off are Joel Scott, Isaiah Stevens, Josiah Strong, Patrick Carter, and Joe Palmer. Many are also calling to see Stevens' name and number hung up in the rafters of Moby Arena with his efforts for the green and gold. The men's basketball team's next on Saturday, March 9th, starting at 2 p.m. The women's basketball team plays tonight here in Fort Collins at Moby Arena against the Boise State Broncos. This will be the women's final game for the season, wrapping up the regular season at home. This is also the bittersweet goodbye for our seniors for that game, including Hofchild, Crocker, Carmen, Clark, Meck, Kinzer, and Boyd. The game will start at 6:30 p.m. tonight. And as softball has returned to campus here in Colorado, the Rams went 5-0 over the weekend and are hoping to keep up their winning streak. Their next two games are March 8th at 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. in an exciting doubleheader. That is all for your CSU sports update. Coming up now is Lee, who's going to let you know what the start of some Colorado spring weather is looking like.
Spring break is right around the corner, and every day the rest of this keep these last couple of days before break feeling a little interesting and maybe even a little easier to get through. Tonight, the wind we saw earlier in the day should calm down to a softer breeze, especially after midnight. The night sky will be partly cloudy and we'll see a low of 25 degrees. Wednesday, it'll be half sunny, half cloudy. Temps will ride a high near 57 degrees. The morning will start out with a gentle breeze, then it'll pick up slightly in the afternoon. Wednesday night, a low chance for rain will roll in with a mostly cloudy sky, and if it does rain, it should stop around 11 p.m. We'll see a low of 29 and more calm winds. Thursday, it's looking like it could be an on-and-off rainy morning and afternoon, but it's most likely to rain mainly after 5 p.m. The high will sit near 47 degrees, and we could see some slightly strong winds up to 17 miles an hour. Thursday night will cool off to a low of 26, and we're likely to see some more rain and snow. After 9 p.m., it'll then cool off enough to just snow. And you can catch the rest of the week's weather on the next episode of the Rocky Mountain Review, which will be this Thursday at 4 p.m. This forecast was based off of information from the National Weather Service. And that is all for today. We would like to thank Damian Castile for our amazing theme music. We'd also like to thank the rest of our staff here at KCSU and Rocky Mountain Student Media. We couldn't do this without you.
Finally, we couldn't do this without you, dear listener, so thank you. If you missed any part of today's show, you can find the RMR podcast on kcsufm.com under the news or podcast section. You can also find us on Spotify or anywhere else you listen to your podcasts by searching KCSU News. And with that, we'll see you next time.